Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, out of period number three. And I've always been a big old school synth guy, a la Gary Numan, Cars, The Pleasure Principle. Does it get any better than that? Well, probably for some of you who are saying, okay, yeah, whatever, dude. But for me, I'm digging it. So here we go into period number three. Jim Erickson was the play-by-play voice of a huge game last night as it was Chisago Lakes getting it on with the Matamidi Zephyrs. That one went all the way to overtime in a well-played classic 4-5 game. Going to have highlights of that. And then Mike Murakami has some follow-up and information. We have some quotes. We're going to hear from both coaches of Creighton-Durham Hall's big win over Eastridge. That one by a score of 4-1. As we'll hear from both coaches and veteran Bob Kitty right after this on the Overtime Radio Network.
This is former Wild captain Wes Walls. While many things have changed in hockey, one thing remains brutally the same. Hockey equipment stinks. Use SportSense and stink no more. SportSense is a new product developed to prevent odor-causing bacteria from growing and works for up to 90 days. This isn't just some flowery cover-up spray. SportSense eliminates odors on bags, helmets, footwear, and virtually any surface. If it stinks, SportSense will get the job done. SportSense is available at Total Hockey stores and online at TotalHockey.com.
You really gotta love this time of the year, don't you? You know, the only bummer is there's this sort of weird finality to the playoffs whenever it comes to any sport. When it's single elimination and you're dumped out of it right away, it's like it's over and it's like hitting a brick wall. Every team feels it except for eight when they get into the state tournament. And when you get there, only one can win six in a row. And in some instances, if you have to play in and you're blessed enough to get through, it's 7-8, whatever it is. You know, there's finality to it. And it's been an incredible season, an incredible run. And I want to tip my cap to each and every media outlet that's been covering this game the way it should be, whether it's over-the-air television stations. By the way, speaking of which, Fox 9 tonight, be sure to tune in at 9:30. Jim Rich and yours truly will be breaking it down, the section playoffs. It should be quite interesting. We did pre-record it, and I did say that Little Falls was going to be pretty solid, and I also like Detroit Lakes in that topsy-turvy 6A, so save the emails. I got it. I know it happened, but we can't go back through. We thought about like doing one of those, like when you swear and you have the revoiced voiceover and it doesn't match. We were kind of thinking about doing that. Let's check in now on a terrific hockey game. As we mentioned, Jim Erickson from WLKX 95.9 was on hand last night as he called the Classics 4-5 seeds out of the Section 4A. First of all, the scoring got underway. Ori Burggraf scored his fifth goal of the tournament on the power play in the first period at 7:19 as we pick up the call right here on the network.
Habel manning the point, gives Lazat, gives it up to Burggraf to the dot, takes a shot, scores! And Ori Burggraf goes top shelf from down low on the near side. And the Wildcats convert on the power play. It's 1-0.
So Burggraf goes shelf on that one for the 1-0 lead. We're going to move on as Ben Narrow finds the back of the net on the weak side rebound. This one as well on the power play. 3:46 into the second period.
Blue line, May, left wing, top of the circle. 12 seconds left in the power play. To Gunderson, flips it, weak side, wide open was Kegley, rebound, they score! Kegley on the near side, took the initial shot, and then from the backside, somebody buried the puck on the rebound. Bratchard could not rotate in time, and on the power play, Matamidi has tied the game at one.
It was a couple of regulation goals on the power play that left it tied at one. You know, the makings of a good matchup when you have each team with 35 shots on goal. It's 1-1 after three periods of play. Both clubs hit some pipes. According to Jim, he counted four in total for the Matamidi Zephyrs. Holy smokes. But you get into overtime, and it was a 2-on-1 that was started as the Chisago Lakes defenseman got caught deep as they walked in. John O'May was fed the pass. He wrapped it past the Chisago Lakes goaltender off the right wing for the game winner right here from Jim Erickson on the Overtime Radio Network.
Now a 2-on-1, Matamidi. into the zone. Gunderson, far side, loops around, scores! John O'May on the two-on-one the other way, and Mata Medai has won it in overtime. Oh, what a tough loss for Chisago Lakes. They got caught the other way. And Gunderson teaming up with John O'May.
Sometimes those are the toughest things to take, but for the Mata Medai Zephyrs in familiar place now playing, guess who? The St. Thomas Academy Cadets in the semifinals of the Class 4A. Let's take a look now at another game that played out last night, this one in the Section 3AA, and it featured Eastridge and Creighton-Dereham Hall. It was the Raiders by a score of 4-1. Our own Mike Murakami was on hand to call that one. Creighton-Dereham Hall outshoots Eastridge by a tally. Get this, kind of low for both squads, 22-9 on that one. A pair of goals in the first period for Creighton-Dereham Hall, a goal each for each team in the second period, and then the Raiders finish it off in the third for the final margin of 4-1. The big story in the game, though, Bob Kinney with the hat trick. Let's check in with him right here on the Overtime Radio Network.
Good game tonight. Second hat trick of the season. Talk to me about that.
Just a lot of good passes from the line mates, good cycles down low, and just luckily just happened to be in the slot most of the game.
Quick first goal, how important was that for your team?
Oh, that was big. We get to our big start and keep our energy up and keep us in the game.
Talk to me about that shorthand goal.
Just get a little saucer pass from Tony, and I didn't see Tony at the end. He was coming hot next to me, but somehow put it in 5-0.
Yeah, I thought you were going to ditch that, and it just wound up going in.
Yeah.
And that first one, that was totally planned, slide off your stick, 5-0, right?
Yeah, that was totally planned. Just lost it a little bit, but I'll take it.
Third one goes in. What's going through your head?
Just sealing the game and getting ready for the next game.
Talk to me about the playoffs. This is your first game this year, yeah. But you've been there before.
Yeah.
Talk to me about, you know, what the playoff mentality is like.
There's intense games, a lot of hard battles. Got to win those 50-50 races, get in, get it deep, and play some defense.
Let's see here. What's been the team mentality like this year as a whole in the locker room?
Just work hard and play hard every shift, get it in, work your system, win your shift.
Kind of a couple speed bumps there along the way, but I mean, big win against Edina,
yeah.
Big close to the end of the season. How good are you guys feeling right now?
We're feeling pretty good, so we're going to try to, goalie's getting hot and shutting people down, so as long as we put more in than them, we should win.
Next game coming up, Apple Valley.
Yeah.
You're familiar with some of their bigger guys.
Yeah.
You know, what's that game going to be like?
It's going to be a tough battle. We just got to shut down, lock down defense on them and play hard and score on our chances.
This may seem like ages ago, but you remember that back in the fall you played in the Elite League?
Yeah, but those two, yeah.
All the way back there?
Yeah.
Talk to me about what that was like.
That was really fun. That was my first year there, so it's kind of a new guy, but slowly I got into it and started playing good, so just trying to keep it up this year.
Definitely helped you out this year?
Yeah, definitely did. Just makes you want to push harder and harder to be like the top guys in the league. So,
Fun crowd here. How fun was it seeing all those hats?
Yeah, that was fun. Actually, they threw a bunch of corn on the cobs because we have one of our line mates we call Cobb, so they threw a bunch of corn on the cob out there, so that was really funny.
I was wondering about
that. Yeah.
Good stuff between Bob and, of course, our own Mike Murakami. Kinney, of course, a 6-foot, 173-pound senior, having a great season, 22 goals, 30 assists, 52 points. His team is incredibly disciplined, and they're going to be tough to deal with for the Apple Valley Eagles. Let's listen now to head coach Jim O'Neill from the Creighton-Dereham Hall Raiders.
How are you guys doing?
Well, yeah, it was a hectic game, but you know, you got to expect that this time of year. They're all going to be tight, and they played well. I thought Eastridge played a good game. You know, I think the goal at the end of the second period was huge for us, and then our goalie made a big save at the end of the second period. So it was a tight game, but we're glad we're moving on.
Top of the scoring for your team, Bob Kenny. Top of the scoring for tonight, Bob Kenny. How big is that?
Yeah, you know, Bob got a couple early ones. He's got great speed, and, you know, he gets his chances every game, and it's good to see him come through and put them in.
What was it like having him have that big of a performance on this stage?
Well, you know, that's the guys we're counting on, you know. Other guys chipped in a little bit, but you know, we need those guys to score for us. Bob and Tony and Colin, and they came through.
You know, not many people might have thought this was going to be, you know, a really close, gritty game, 3 seed against a 6 seed. But this is a tough East Ridge team. Talk to me about that.
It was. You know, they're well coached, and they played good, tough defense. And you know, we split during the year, so you know, we had them a couple weeks ago. We got them pretty good, but you know, we knew we were going to get a good shot out of them. And we feel fortunate to come out of this.
You know, like you said, you split the series, and, you know, 2-1 game, started out an 8-2 game. It had to be different squads that you saw. You know, I'm assuming that you saw the more 2-1 squad.
Yeah, they're well disciplined. You know, they did a good job in their end. They didn't give up a whole lot of secondary shots. You know, we'd get our one shot, and that was about it. So they played well in front of him, and he's a good goaltender.
What's the mentality like right now in the locker room?
Well, you know, we're feeling good. You know, we're excited about the challenge of moving on. You know, we've played well the last probably 6 weeks. I think we've only lost one game in our last 10, something like that, 9-10. So, you know, we're feeling good, but, you know, next one's going to be big, and I'm sure we'll be the underdog, but, you know, hopefully we're up to it.
Talking about the next one, most likely Apple Valley. What's the game plan going into that game?
Well, you know, they're obviously a good team, and they play a good schedule also. So, you know, hopefully we can figure out a way to keep a couple of their guys down and our guys get loose a little bit.
This Raider team can definitely skate. They're big, they're strong, they're disciplined. They know their roles, and they can play the game in big games. They will not be in awe of the Apple Valley Eagles. Now, let's check in with head coach Doug Long from East Ridge as he and the Raptors closed out a 10-16 season as Mike Murakami caught up with him after the game.
Well, first, thanks for talking to me.
Sure.
Tough end of the season. What do you say to the guys in there?
You know, there's two parts of the season that you don't really like. It's that day that you make cuts at the beginning, and then when you have to address your kids after they lose their playoff game, and you just tell them that, you know, our kids have battled some adversity here, and they had a great game plan that they put into place, and we just told them that we were proud of the fact that they battled hard this week, and they lost one of their classmates to cancer earlier in the week, and so they were kind of dealing with that, and yet they still had a crystal clear focus throughout practice, and you know, I think that's probably what stings even more than the loss. But we just told them that we were proud of the way that they played. They battled, they played hard, and there was a bounce here and a bounce there. I mean, you know, we don't hit a shin pad there at the end of the first period, and they don't get that goal in the shorthanded. You know, we, you know, get a bounce on that last one in the second period there when number 9 had a one-timer in the slot. The goalie made a nice save. You know, those are game changers. And, you know, unfortunately, we just didn't get the bounces tonight. We thought maybe we would, but, you know, it's about all you can say to these guys. They're not going to listen to you anyway because, I mean, they're still reeling from it. And they poured it out there, and that's about it.
You know, not many people might have thought that a 3-6 game would be, you know, close and gritty like this one was. But, you know, we circled it because you guys split these guys during the regular season. Talk to me about what this team was like, both your team first.
Well, when we played Creighton earlier in the year, you know, we ended up beating them 2-1. I think we got some bounces. There was a couple goals that they got disallowed, and our goaltender played extremely well. And then when we came in here, we were a little nicked up when we played, and we were missing a couple of our defensemen. And you know, when they got a couple bounces early on, and kind of the momentum just kept building. But we were excited to play them again because we thought the rubber match was going to be a good battle for us. And we always look, you know, at playoffs year in and year out, and it always seems like that 6-3 is kind of the upset special, you know. as much as we called it an upset special, that was paper based only. We felt pretty confident against them. Obviously, Creighton, you give them all the credit in the world. You know, when you've got guys like Kinney and Barbato and O'Brien, and you got number five, that big defenseman out there, you know, that's a tough group to play against. And we knew we were going to have to be flawless, not make any mistakes. We knew we were going to have good goaltending. We knew we were going to need a bounce or two, and not much, you know, that's about it. So,
what are some of the positives you're going to take away looking in? Planning for next season, not start tomorrow, obviously, but
right ahead. Well, you know what, I think in our program, being 2 years old, there's been growth each and every year. The kids have learned a lot this year, just in terms of how to play as a team and how to play the game so that you give yourself the best chance of winning. And maybe that doesn't always mean putting pucks in the net, but maybe keeping pucks out of our net. And so I look at our younger kids recognizing the significance of playing good defensive hockey and being able to carry on where we left off next year. Unfortunately, we're going to graduate 9 seniors. It's our first senior class, which makes that even harder tonight, you know. A group of kids that, you know, they played their last high school hockey game. But as far as positives down the stretch, it's just momentum and just keeping plugging away.
Indeed, your heart goes out to the Eastridge Raptors, their student body, and the tough adversity that they had to deal with. Puts everything in perspective. It is just a game, and credit those kids for working hard. Improving off a 3-win, 20-loss, and 2-tie season last year, they finished the regular season 10-15, 10-16 overall with the postseason. That does it for period number 3. It'll be Apple Valley going at it with Creighton, Durham, Hall, and what I think is going to be a good one in the 3AA, that one at the State Fair Coliseum next week. Period number 3 comes to a close. So does this edition of Overtime on the Radio Network. We'll have a special program Sunday for you following up Saturday's action on the Overtime Radio Network. I'm Pete Wagner. For everybody that contributed, Jim Erickson, Mike Murakami, Tim Colamine, and thank you so much, guys. So long, everybody.